horses, they're over getting some shelter from the trees. Okay. And the donkeys are just in front eating mm-hmm. in the paddock, and the sheep are over that way. Mm-hmm. And there's some more goats over there as well.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, sweet viewers, to this edition of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we are taking an excursion to Caryad Farm Sanctuary for a visit with some friendly farm animals. Caryad Farm Sanctuary is a vegan, not-for-profit organisation located here in Australia, in the beautiful Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. It is founded and lovingly owned by Kirsten and Darren, who provide both a forever home and a temporary haven for animals who are waiting to be reunited with their caregivers. Life at Caryad Farm is simple. The dwelling is in perfect harmony with nature, where the environment is respected and all living beings are appreciated. Caryad Farm Sanctuary welcomes all visitors to learn more about animals and the harms involved in farming them. For obvious reasons of compassion, Darren and Kirsten, and even the animals, are vegan, and definitely encourage it when visitors stay at the farm.
Caryad means love in Welsh. Aww, so
that's lovely.
Which is also Kirsten's surname as well. Oh,
love it. So this is love in action.
It is. It's the love farm.
Let's now learn how the farm is set up for the loving care of the animals at Caryad Farm Sanctuary.
The way we've set it up is that the house is the kind of like the centre where we can listen out for any sort of animal in distress. Then you know, we've got the sheep and the goats and the chickens and the geese quite close to us, and then we come out and there's the pigs and one of the sheep, and then outside that particular zone then we've got like the main paddock, which has the cows, the donkeys and the horses, the bigger animals, and mm-hmm. they can pretty much take care of themselves and also protect the others as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it works out pretty well.
Before, they used to be around the house. You'd be in the house and all of a sudden you'd be hearing them underneath
snoring away. Snoring. Just because they wanted to be close to us, you know, and we had all the animals around the house, but you know, it comes to a point where you can't plant, you know, trees and crops, and so we had to kind of gradually fence them out, and just deciding on the particular fencing to cope with all the different animals was quite a, you know, quite a chore. And also one of the primary ones was not to have barbed wire. Animals get caught up in it, bats do, birds do, you know, native animals.
The many members of Caryad Farm prefer different living environments. For example, the horses, cows and donkeys don't need to be housed. They would rather use trees for shade, more so than an actual building. Darren and Kirsten make sure the animals are well cared for and accommodated.
In extreme weather conditions, when it's particularly wet, I mean, we'll let them go up into the hill country, and so they'll have plenty of sort of shelter up there.
They shelter with the trees.
Yeah. And also in the trees, yeah, there's an old piggery that used to be back here, and they shelter with the horses underneath the trees back there.
Should the animals need any veterinarian help, Kirsten and Darren are ready to attend to them. But the caregivers find that actually the farm animals don't need much after living at Caryad.
Well, we wean them ourselves with the homeopathic medicine.
Right.
But, you know, every animal that we've had here seems to sort of thrive. You know, we see them every day, and, you know, so we're able to keep an eye on them. And any, you know, particular thing or behavior that's sort of out of the ordinary, we tend to investigate it, you know, within you know, a few hours. Yeah. And so we're able to kind of like catch things in the bud, I guess.
When we return, we will learn about Caryard Farm Sanctuary's organic vegetable garden that is a treat for both the human and animal residents. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Just by looking at, you know, the amount of animals that have come here, that there's a need, you know, need for such a sanctuary. So, I mean, we're just so lucky and feel very blessed to be able to sort of provide, you know, such a place.
Apart from being an animal sanctuary, Caryard is also an organic farm growing fruits, vegetables and herbs, and in the near future, spices, legumes, grains, nuts and seeds.
We've been here about 5 years now. Yeah, and in that time, we've been very, very busy just sort of developing, you know, the land, feeding the land so we can feed the animals, and also trying to feed ourselves with our vegetables and fruit.
This year, a surprising harvest of pumpkins arrived in the veggie garden at the Caryard Farm. The blossoming harvest gifted 500 beautiful, yummy pumpkins, along with their edible seeds and young leaves. Many of the animals at the farm also love unripe pumpkins and leaves.
They love pumpkin, they love watermelon. Really, they like all fruits and fruit vegetables. And fortunately, we grow pumpkin here, so.
Good, isn't it?
And then we've also got the mangoes, and they do like the mangoes too.
Not the only one. Mm. And have you been able to firsthand witness their incredible intelligence?
Oh, definitely. With all the animals, yeah. Every day they're always doing remarkable things.
Yeah.
Well, Patchy's always finds way through fences. If she puts her mind to be, you know, getting through a gate, she'll
where there's a will, there's a way for Patchy.
Caryard Farm also welcomes people all throughout the year to help with organic gardening in the edible gardens, protecting and restoring native forest and creek areas, caring for the animals and other farm work. They can relax, participate in recreation activities and enjoy healthy, delicious, plant-based meals.
Woofing is willing workers on organic farms.
Okay.
And they're an organization, worldwide organization, which links up hosts with willing workers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a certified organic farm, and we produce a lot of sort of vegetables and fruit for our own consumption, and sometimes we barter with the local community when we have excess. We prefer to barter,
yeah,
rather than sort of like money to you know, exchange hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with woofing. You know, somebody comes here and works for 4 to 6 hours a day,
mm-hmm,
and we provide board and lodging for them
and food.
We've learned some wonderful things from the visiting woofers, you know, a Korean woofer. So she came and stayed, and we had the mango harvest on, and she loved the mangoes, and, you know, she loved the vegan food, and she spent a lot of time, you know, with the animals. She cooked vegan meals, vegan Korean meals for us.
Yeah, she was cooking vegan meals.
And we got to learn a lot about Korea. And history, and you know, we saw a few DVD films with like films with her, Korean films, and so it's a great sort of cultural exchange.
Coming to the farm helps individuals gain a better understanding of a healthier, more compassionate way of living and eating.
When you see the depth and the personality of each animals, and their sort of like unique character, and you know, on an individual basis, not as a herd or a flock, just those individual animals, you know, and them interacting with you, you can't help but feel some, you know, warmth and, you know, being touched by their spirit.
And also just knowing that it was actually a living being. Often, you know, when people go to the supermarket or the shops, it's not a living being anymore, and people often lose that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But living in the modern world, people often feel a bit helpless as to what they can do on an individual level for the environment and for other people in need or for animals in need. And just by choosing to be vegan or vegetarian, then that's a really powerful way to live your life, to make a huge difference. And that's empowering yourself. I think a lot of people are not aware of the situations that animals are in because of modern farming practices, especially. Yeah. They might eat meat and that's their choice, but they don't have the chance to actually spend any time with the animals. And so that's a really enjoyable experience for people, and something that they can experience and take away with them when they come here.
Kirsten and Darren believe it is not possible to separate the concepts of vegetarianism and having an animal farm sanctuary, as both are lifestyles they have chosen for related reasons. Kirsten shares with us her journey into vegetarianism, then veganism 22 years ago.
I first became vegetarian when I was a teenager, and there was actually a program on television that was about vegetarianism, and back then vegetarianism was pretty unknown.
Yeah.
And I just remember when the program finished, I thought, well, I could do that. That makes sense to me. And of course, my family were like, you wouldn't be able to be a vegetarian, da da da. You wouldn't make it till the end of the year. And I was like, yeah, I'll be okay. And anyway, and so I did, and it just kept going and going. It just really felt right to me, and it felt like that was the way for me. It really opens your mind and just opens up yourself to becoming more aware as to what's going on around you and in the world. It's just been wonderful for me. It's been the best choice I've ever made, best decision I've ever made.
And you can always look an animal in the eye, can't you, a cow, and say, and feel, don't feel guilty.
Definitely, definitely. And there's so many reasons why people do become vegetarian. And for me, it was all of the above. It was every reason. And then when you learn more about the way animals are treated, especially farm animals, then it leads you on the journey towards veganism. And so then about 14 years ago, I decided to become vegan. I'm at peace with how the choices that I make are not adversely affecting the environment, and I feel like I'm living in harmony with nature. And I love nature. I love being surrounded by nature, and we're all part of nature, and animals are part of nature, and so it all, to me, it all fits. It all fits together. And if when you're at peace with yourself, then that the people around you find peace with themselves as well.
It's a ripple in the pond effect.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates a harmonious world.
That's what we're about, is just simplifying life.
Mm-hmm. And that's how animals like to live.
Yeah, it is.
That's how we like to live. For a farm animal, no matter whether they're on a free-range farm or on a factory farm, their lifespan is shortened. They don't get to live their life naturally, which like people get to. They don't have that opportunity. So if we can provide that, that's just so rewarding for us.
For always lovingly opening their home and sanctuary to care for the welfare of farm animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Cariad Farm Sanctuary with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000. We thank Kirsten and Darren for sharing simple living with the animal companions at Cariad Farm Sanctuary. May the farm continue to brighten the world with its harmonious spirit. Meet the family of Cariad Farm Sanctuary at cariadfarm.org. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up now is between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May love and kindness be your shining guide.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.